I'll be cool.
You're a dead person.
He might get sacked, but he'll be all right.
Dead.
And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B. Show.
Oh, Big Daddy, what do we got?
Well, speaking of Tom Brady, was Tom Brady's mysterious absence from the Buccaneers due to marital troubles with his wife?
Oh, bah, bah,
oh my God.
I kind of think so.
It could be. The Buccaneers quarterback, 45, remained vague last week when addressing his 11-day absence from training camp due to, quote, personal reasons, though it seems that some things are beginning to add up. On Thursday, Page Six exclusively reported that there's currently issues between Brady and Bundchen, who have been married since 2009. The source said that Tom and Giselle are in a fight right now, noting how the couple has reunited in the past. The supermodel is said to be away from the family's Tampa Bay residence and in Costa Rica. A series of heated arguments are said to have transpired over Brady's decision to unretire from the NFL in March. There's been trouble in a marriage over his decision to unretire. Giselle has always been the one with the kids, a separate insider added. Brady, who's gearing up for the Buccaneers season opener on September 11th against the Cowboys, said his absence last week that everyone has different situations they're dealing with, and we all have unique challenges to our lives. I'm 45 years old.
Yeah.
And S, got a lot of S going on.
That's what he said.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Masked Singer, divorce. What else was kind of going on with him that they were speculating about? Talking to the Raiders.
A lot of people say, some people say maybe he's sick, which is the dumbest one. That's the dumbest theory.
Oh, plastic surgery.
Yeah, that didn't happen either because he'd have bandages all over his face and stuff. No. Look, I've been through two bad divorces. I know what it looks like. And I got to say, I'm not saying that's what it is. But if I had to wager my own hard-earned money, and that was one of the choices of Phil's multiple choice, yeah, maybe he is going through that. And you know what? That's okay. He's a normal guy. Like, you know, sure, he's the GOAT. He's a celebrity, but he's still a dude married to a gal, and things happen. People get divorced. I mean, you know, he has a kid with another lady, you know, like it's just how it is. And it's not easy, especially, you know, when you've been together with somebody for so long, you're one of the biggest power couples in you know, the country, and you have kids together, you got property together, everything else. And it's not easy. And if he looked a little, you know, disheveled, that's why. You know, he's going through it. And he probably told the team, look, I got to step away for a little bit and, like, you know, try to see what's going on here. You know, because he may be trying to work it out with her. He may be trying to protect his own assets. You know, if you're busy, you know, 12 hours a day, you know, with football, no telling what's happening at the house. You might come home and the whole thing's just emptied out. You know, so I don't know.
You remember her when they won the Super Bowl that first year, she was off the mic a little bit saying, what more do you have to prove? I think she was expecting that he might walk away at that moment. I mean, coming in the first year, I mean, that would have been, I was so happy to have him. I'm so happy to have him this year, too. But the second year, I kind of thought that he might just be like, I proved I did it without Belichick. I'm good to go.
Walk away.
I'm going out on top.
Yep.
That's the way to do it, man. And then he got so close last year, and it's one of those things where it must haunt him knowing that if freaking Sean Murphy Bunton wouldn't have fell down.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not blaming him.
It was
up against Cooper Kupp. It's just a football play.
It was a great play by the Rams. I was blaming.
But coming back and being there so close.
Yeah.
And then that's just got to be heavy on his mind. And he probably didn't really want to go out like that. He wants to go out on top.
Sure.
And then the adversity that you got this year with poor Ryan Jensen going down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, it's got to be tough for him.
Here's the thing. If it is a marital problem, and it very well might be, number one, none of our business. Number two, I think it's a little naive to just assume that all of their marital problems are because he's playing football. It could have nothing to do with football. They could just be having any kind of...
you just get in fights.
You know what I'm saying? Couples have problems for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes you just kind of get tired of each other. Sometimes you need a little... You know, you're around each other too much. Maybe, you know, maybe there's a million things that could be going on behind the scenes. But everybody just wants to jump to the conclusion that, oh, Giselle doesn't want to play football, and that's why they're having marital problems. It could be anything. He could be, you know, not leaving the toilet seat down. You know, it could be anything that causes marital problems.
I would assume it's a safe assumption to think that that's what it is. Just because, like I said, you know, that first year, she was like, what more do you got to prove?
It could be a layer. It could be another thing. It might be 50 things that are causing him problems, and him playing football is just one of those 50 things. I just think it's a little short-sighted to go, this is why they're having marital problems. First of all, you don't know they're having marital problems. Now you got to speculate that's happening, and then you're just going to assume that's why they're having... No! Like, you know, I got divorced twice. Was anybody going, well, this is why. This is why. It's because Johnny's working, he's working too much at the poker room back then. Oh, he's doing too much stand-up comedy. He's on the road all the time. Now she wants to bang people. I mean, they would have been accurate on that one. But you know what I mean? But you don't know what's going on in Tom and Giselle's life. You really don't. So... we'll see. I know I saw a buddy of mine is an Uber Eats driver, and he posted on social media that he delivered food two or three times during that 11 days to Brady's house.
Mm.
And he goes, look, I'm not saying Brady's lying about his diet, but what I delivered was not vegan. But it could have been for the kids or Giselle or anybody. Uh-huh. But that's what he claims.
I'm sure he's got people over his house all the time, coaches, assistants.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So, with that being said, he wasn't in Costa Rica. He wasn't doing the Masked Singer. He was here. He's just taking time off.
That doesn't necessarily mean that he's here because they were...